It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
All right, Andy, before I let you go, we're going to touch a little bit because what you do outside of writing best-selling novels, your day job is covering New York sports.
These teams, yeah.
And I want to dive a little bit in, just touch on. I just got back from Cincinnati. I had a couple days where I was out there doing some meet and greets and throwing out a first pitch in Cincinnati, my old kind of alma mater, the Cincinnati Reds. They were playing the Mets at the time, and I got to talk to Aaron's old bench coach, Mr. Mendoza, and a couple buddies of mine, you know, Eric Chavez, who I played with for years. We were discussing their team, their situation. Not the greatest start, not the starts the Mets envisioned. Give me a quick snapshot what you're seeing with the Mets this year and in that division, which atop of it is the Atlanta Braves. What's your outlook for the 2024 Mets?
Well, the division's going to be tough, obviously. You watched the Mets stabilize themselves pretty nicely, not perfectly this past weekend against the Reds, but if you saw that eighth inning on Saturday.
I did, where Steer hit the homer.
Right. And there was a lot that's just little defensive things that make you go, uh-oh. Like, for example, Pete Alonso doesn't really reach somehow like a relay throw and the runners advance. I mean, little things like that, right? Everything's going wrong and it's like, uh-oh. And it felt like a challenge for Carlos Mendoza, who, look, this is a real baseball guy. I don't know if you've gotten to know him in the time that Aaron's been with him, with Mendoza, but he is tough and good baseball guy. And it was like, this is a challenge for him this moment because the team is looking not totally on point. And they came out and they won Sunday. That doesn't mean everything, but it was a nice turnaround for them. They start 0-4. A lot of the little things were ugly. And they've been underplaying their talent level. Actually, they're a talented defensive team, and that should be a strength. But for some reason, it wasn't clicking in the early going. So they're going into Atlanta this week, and that's been a house of horrors for the Mets since you played. But that they are out of crisis mode. Because they have a good team. They have talent. Lindor turned it on in Cincinnati. That helps. They got a couple of decent starting pitching, or better than decent starting pitching efforts. But also, I think they have a manager who is going to keep them on track. For a rookie manager, he has a ton of presence, and that's going to help them. I don't necessarily think that we see big things for the Mets this particular year, but you never know. I just said the same thing about the Diamondbacks 12 months ago, and they end up in the World Series. It's as hard as it is to have a dynasty now, it does happen that okay teams get hot and run the table in October. But, you know, the Mets are building something, and they're in year one of having the leadership team in place. So I think that's kind of where they're at.
Yeah, and there's a lot of what-ifs with the Mets. You know, when is Senga coming back? You know, to make a legitimate run, you got to have him back. Yep. Alfonso has to have a big year. Lindor, you know, he starts 1-for-31, kind of started to right the ship a little bit in Cincinnati, but that's got to really click. Your stars really need to step to the forefront.
Yeah. Yes.
But it'll be interesting to watch the Mets, especially in that division. And you talk about the Atlanta Braves. They're in, you know, without the four World Series, they kind of have a dynasty going right now.
I mean,
as good as that team is year in and year out, and top to bottom, that organization is just a first-class organization, and man, they're really good. And I watch them, and I watched your Arizona Diamondbacks recently this past series with the Atlanta Braves, and they had them down, and the Braves came back and got them twice. And it's like down 8-4, and all of a sudden it's 9-8. So that team, they've got so many weapons and so many ways they can beat you. It's going to be interesting to watch. Let's switch over to the American League East, and we're going to talk about the Yankees, what you've seen on the ground, what you're thinking. Luisi, you know, I looked at it at the beginning of the season. Cole goes down. That's about as big a blow to an organization. And I think Aaron Judge, in my eyes, is the most important to his particular team and all of baseball. I think Gerrit Cole, there could be an argument made that he's the most important pitcher to his team all of baseball. So that he goes down early. Loaiza, I heard the news the other day. He goes down. Tell me what you're feeling on the ground.
Well, you're right. The Loaiza thing was tough. Although as electric as he is, 99-mile-an-hour sinkers, good off-speed stuff, they've been used to him being hurt, unfortunately, for years. He was going to step into that Michael King role this year and be important there. But I guess what I'm saying is it's not the first time they've had to manage with Loaiza has been out for a health reason. So, and as you know, the Yankees front office is so good. And I should say front office, is particularly the pro scouting department, is so good at identifying these relievers. They have Ian Hamilton right now. He had a rough one the other day, but unbelievably effective reliever who was just a guy when the Yankees, they find these guys, they target them. Aaron's got a great pitching coach in Matt Blake who helps them along with the analytics team of coming up with how to use your pitch mix. And so I think they'll be all right in the bullpen because they know how to create relievers and help good relievers become really, really good relievers. And just as an offense, they, even without big contributions for some guys, Judge started slow. Verdugo has started pretty slow with some other guys. They just grind pitchers like those 90s Yankees did in a way that I haven't seen an Aaron Boone team quite have the personnel for that yet. Soto, I don't know if it's contagious or if it's just the personnel they have happens to look like Soto's helping to revitalize that offense, but they all see so many pitches. Even on Friday, their home opener, they were shut out. They had Yusei Kikuchi, the Blue Jays starter, at 70 pitches in the third inning. I mean, they let Kikuchi settle in that particular one, but the offense just doesn't quit. Volpe's taking a big leap forward. They just feel to me like, I don't want to say slump-proof because that's too strong, but the way the characteristic I think they have in an offense where they take these patient grinding at-bats, that's not going to slump as easily, right? It's not like a feast or famine thing. That's these guys' approach. So I think this is a good team, good offense. Cole will be back. I agree they need him to get to the World Series and to win it. They probably need him to be Cole. But I'm hearing good things there. They seem optimistic about how he's progressing to this point. So I don't know. I think this is a good team. I think given the mediocrity around the league and the improvements in the Yankees, this is a year where if it breaks right, some special things could happen for them.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Well, and for me, it's and it's not any different than any other ball club out there. Injuries, staying healthy is the most important part. And the closer eye I've kept on the Yankees since Aaron's taken over, they've been decimated by injuries. And you talk about a Loaiza, they're used to be him being hurt. But, yeah, they're also used to having King in the bullpen, too. Now King's gone. Right. Now, the great part is you got Soto, and that's going to be a huge piece. And I think he's going to have an MVP caliber year. Mm-hmm. I have no doubts if Soto and Aaron Judge stay healthy. I think Aaron Judge, a healthy Aaron Judge for 160 games, I think he's the best. He's the best, most dynamic offensive player in all the game, and that's everybody included.
Yeah, and a hell of a right fielder, hell of an outfielder too.
Hell of an outfielder. He's the only guy I know that's maybe capable of hitting 70 home runs and hitting 320. There's only one person on the planet I think can do that, and that's Aaron Judge. So I'd love to see him stay healthy. I think Stanton's the key. I think a healthy Stanton that can just add a presence in the middle of that lineup like he can when he's right. I think that's huge for them.
Yep.
But it'll be interesting. Stroman so far has done a great job.
Very good.
Stroman is what he is. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He wants to prove to everybody, because he likes to talk, he wants to prove everybody that, hey, I'm going to come to New York and do what I said I'm going to do. I think that's a great thing, and he's motivated to put him in the middle of that. Rodon, interesting. Looking at the rest of the American League East, what do you think? There's a lot of talk about this Oriole teams. I'm not buying it yet. I think they're good. But I'm not buying this greatness. You know, I look at if you want to compare an Orioles to an Atlanta Braves team or a LA Dodger team as far as star power, Orioles got a lot of young, great players. But when you start talking about the great greats, I don't think the Orioles stack up. I think they're going to be really good. Your thoughts on the Orioles, the pesky Rays, you know they're going to be there. They do it every year.
They do.
Boston I'm with you. And Blue Jays.
I'm with you on the Orioles. I think they have still a lot to prove. And their fans are happy about the sale of the team, obviously thrilled about last year and the young players coming up. But let's just see. The Yankees have a lot of veteran guys who know what they're doing. And so I'm interested to see how that battle shakes out. Two very good teams. But I'm with you that they had a good year last year, but kind of got to see it with the Orioles. And sometimes, as we've seen from almost any prospect, whether it be Vladimir Guerrero Jr. or Volpe last year, or there's so many. You have a team full of young, promising players. That's great. But sometimes it takes a few years for guys to develop. And sometimes that core, like with the Blue Jays, doesn't come along exactly as you thought it would. Right. So we'll see how that goes. I agree on the Rays. It's a little harder to see on paper how they do it this year. But they always, I've said that before. Everyone said that before. And
everybody. I don't even, you know, we do a preseason show with your picks, and I will never count them out again.
Same.
Because I count them out all the time, and the turnover there. I just think it's a tip of the cap to them. I just think they've developed some sort of culture in Tampa Bay where, hey, we don't have the money of the big time franchises, but when you walk into this locker room in spring training, there's something that says, hey, I'm a Ray. We're going to win. We go to the postseason.
Yep.
It's what we do. Now, they haven't finished the deal and won a World Series, but I'll tell you what, they're a pain in the neck, and I know they've been a nemesis for the Yankees over the years.
Oh, yes. That's for sure. And I think they'll figure out a way to be very competitive this year. The Red Sox are interesting because they've started so strong. Again, hard to see it on paper. Very interesting dynamic there with Alex Cora and a contract year. Widely acknowledged as a great manager. They haven't given him the pieces, but they're playing over their skis a little right now. So that's interesting. But really, I think probably this year that division is Yankees-Orioles. I think the Yankees are in a good spot. I mean, you never, as you said, comes down to health. If Aaron Judge bangs his toe, or if Garrett Cole doesn't recover, or a number of things that make all the experts ultimately look wrong. But there have been years over the past handful of years where you look at it and you go, this one's going to be tough for the Yankees in this division. And this year, I do think there's a path in the whole American League for them.